You just heard a snippet of the brand new single Homegrown Heart by Canada's rising star Kendra Kay. What a stellar few years for this multi-award winning artist. Here to talk about her brand new single Homegrown Heart is country artist Kendra Kay. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
What a pleasure it is to have you here. How have you been this last year and a half going through this pandemic and this really strange time?
Yeah, it was definitely strange not being on the road for music, but I have enjoyed my time at home on the ranch. I, you know, I'm a true farm girl at heart, so being at home was, it was a nice change to just kind of be able to reconnect with my horse and help out and be an extra pair of hands on the farm. It was good, and I'm really glad that I got that extra time at home, but I definitely am ready to get back on the road.
Well, that's the best of both worlds as far as I'm concerned, because that's my love, is to be around horses. And I've done an awful lot this summer myself too, getting back to the things that I love to do. So I totally understand why that would be the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, what an impressive few years for you. You have two-time MCMA Female Artist of the Year and MCMA Fan Choice of the Year. You got two ballots this year, and you're also going to be performing at the awards, and that's on November 6th, right?
Yeah, it is. I'm so grateful for the support that I get from the Manitoba country music industry, and I'm so proud of where I come from. So to be recognized at home is really amazing for me. You know, just every time I get the opportunity to step on that stage or see my name up against my fellow Manitoba artists, I feel lucky and grateful, because I am super honored and proud to say that that's where I come from.
Well, you know what? You are more than recognized in Manitoba, like right across Canada. You have been a buzz for all of us on radio here. And so congratulations. What is it like for you to be recognized with the country music industry as a whole?
It's pretty surreal, to be completely honest. I know that I always think back to when I first started pursuing music as a career. One of the first questions I ever got asked, I was just ready to put out my first single. I was only 16 years old, and the guy that I was working with at the time asked me, like, what's your goal? Like, where do you want to see yourself? And I said, I just want to hear myself on the radio. Like, at 16 years old, that's all I cared about.
Wow.
I didn't think on, you know, everything that's happened since then has just been a bonus, because I'm lucky enough that I get to hear myself on the radio, and I've gotten so many amazing opportunities. So to be recognized from the industry as an artist is incredible for that 16-year-old girl who was just hoping her song got played on country radio once or twice. So it's been a fun ride.
It's pretty special when you hear your song for the very first time. Do you remember what it felt like?
I still, honestly, it's been a few years already, and I still get that feeling like, oh, I'm on the radio, and I turn it up and listen to myself, even though I've listened to the song 100 times myself. But it's just cool that, you know, somebody else picked your song out of, you know, a catalog of thousands and thousands of other songs and artists, and chose your song to play at that moment. And it's pretty surreal that, I don't know, I just feel lucky and blessed anytime anybody supports me in my music. So it's pretty cool.
Well, Canada has an incredible pool of artists, and it just goes so deep. So it's amazing, you know, to get into the music industry, but to get onto radio isn't easy to do, you know, for independent artists out there. It's very, very tough journey. And now that the streaming platforms are given an even keel, pretty much, you know, to artists being able to get their music out there, it's kind of cool, you know, to be a part of this genre and this generation right now.
Definitely. It's definitely changed the game. You know, there's strategies now that I think even when I first started looking into the music industry as a whole, how much it's evolved into, you know, streaming numbers and strategies to release music outside of just sending it to country radio. So it's, you know, it's pretty cool to have both both ways to connect with listeners, because you can really connect with people not just in Canada but all over the world by putting your stuff online. So it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It's also hard too on the flip side of that, because for the marketing and everything that you have to do, it's about the numbers for followers that you have before anybody even takes notice. It's just an awful lot of work for the artist to do, and it's a good thing because it creates that discipline and building that confidence in yourself for your own career, and not depending on a label to do that for you. But it is a lot of work.
Oh, most definitely. I remember back to when I first started doing music, that I got told that the music industry is only about 20% music and the other 80% is all business. And
machine.
I've definitely learned that. So you really kind of have to have that kind of mindset, that you're not just, as much as I think everybody as an artist's favorite part of the music industry is the music side of it, that there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't realize, from the marketing to the promoting to the planning to everything in between. So it's definitely a bigger business on the backside that people realize.
Mm-hmm. And also a lot of the artists have to work full time.
Yes,
as well,
that's,
you know,
true too.
You know, to pay for those radio tours and to pay for the touring, the band members as well, it's not easy.
No, definitely not. It definitely takes an investment. And that's kind of when I first started into this, that's how, and I sat down with my mom and dad and we were talking about this, like what I was going to do after high school, because I already started pursuing my music career while I was in high school. Mom and dad told me to look at it as if I was investing into going to college, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Take that mindset of, if you were going to go through school, you'd be investing that money into your future careers. You know, everything that we're working towards right now is just that investment to what will hopefully be your lifetime chosen path for a career.
Oh, absolutely. Now talk about your musical journey and when you first caught the musical bug.
Mine was a bit different, I think, than a lot of people. I never really had the plan. I wasn't a little girl that wanted to grow up to be a superstar singer. I actually used to play hockey, and my original plan when I first hit, you know, grade 9 in high school was I was going to go get a scholarship in hockey, and I was going to go to university and kind of go that route. And then I got hurt quite bad playing AAA hockey, and I pulled a joint in my shoulder, so that kind of was the end of my hockey career. And my parents took me to Nashville that same winter. I wanted to enter some radio contest or whatever it was. I don't even think I ended up entering it, but I had to record a demo. So my family went on a trip to Nashville to do this and kind of pick my spirits up from, you know, my dreams of hockey going down the drains. And I just fell in love with the music industry. I had so much fun in the studio. I was able to, my mom is so outgoing, and she walked into Tootsie's and she's like, how do I get my daughter to sing on this stage? And the band was like, if you give us a big enough tip, we'll play a song. So sure enough, we gave them a tip, and up I went on the stage at Tootsie's at 15 years old. And
wow,
there, you know, I fell in love with it. And that's kind of where I caught the bug. And I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to Nashville, and I'm going to record my own songs, and I'm going to put music out to radio, and I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. And I guess the rest is kind of history.
Well, God love mums, right?
Exactly.
Well, it's pretty amazing, because you've also had a really wonderful mentor in your family, and that's also your Aunt Lona, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm really grateful. She, growing up, she's definitely one of the biggest reasons why I have such good stage confidence, because, you know, little Kendra not wanting to get up on stage at the Elkhorn Western Weekend Fair. She drugged me up with her band all the time, and I'd hit the stage, and it just really grew my confidence. And by the time I was old enough to kind of start doing my own shows and playing with my own band, I had already gotten over that little kid stage fright, because I was doing it because of her from such a young age. So I am really grateful that she's kind of showed me the ropes, and she kind of always taught me that every time you walk on stage, you know, you need to look your best and act your best, and, you know, nothing ever is, no show is too small to, you know, mm-hmm. give them all you got. And so I've always had that mentality, and that's thanks to her.
That's how you build one fan at a time.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's the grind that every artist has to do. And if you don't look at it that way, it's not going to work out in this business.
No.
It won't work out for you. Now, you've got such a beautiful tone when you sing, and you can tell a story, and you tell it with every part of your body when you're listening to your music. So that's pretty cool. You know, that's something that's very rare to find, but you just got that unique tone, and it's just, you're in your own lane here. And that's pretty amazing.
Well, thank you. I think that has a lot to do with just my country roots and growing up. I mean, I grew up in the 90s. I was born in 96. I'm 25 years old. And the stuff that I listened to growing up, though, wasn't, you know, your traditional, you know, mid to late 90s kids. I was listening to old school country. And I think that's where, you know, my passion for true country came to be, because that's what I grew up on. And that's really all I knew as a kid. I didn't listen to anything else. And I watched those artists hit the stage. And, you know, back then they didn't have the auto-tuning and the studio magic that goes on. It was all through feel. And that's, I wanted people to feel things. I wanted to be the artist that could sing a song and, you know, everybody can relate to that story and feel your emotion if they can't. So I guess that's just all from my raising in true traditional country music.
Very cool, because that's what stands out, is your voice. It's always front and center. And then you're delivering the lyrics and the story beautifully. And that's, you know, it's pretty magic. That's pretty cool with you. Really like your voice.
You.
Really love your voice. Aww. Now, you've had quite a journey so far. How hard has it been for you to deal with the momentum, with all of your success signing worldwide with Tsukamoto Agency, winning multiple awards, then touring some pretty big stages in the past few years, and being on stage with some of the greats in Canada during this pandemic? How hard was it for you to be able to, you had to stop all of that? And I know that you got the chance to be able to go back to the ranch, but was it hard not being with the bandmates and being on tour and keeping that momentum up, especially with new music coming out?
Yeah, I definitely, things were climbing pretty aggressively through 2019 for me. That was the year that I signed with Tsukamoto, and I was playing, you know, I was booking shows that were on my bucket list and, you know, hitting the stage. And it seemed like every time I played a show, five more would roll in. And it was just, it was the momentum that, you know, an artist is working for and all that. So for it to come to kind of a complete halt as fast as it did, it was kind of devastating, because I remember I was out in Ontario early of 2020. I had just kind of put out a song and a video, and I was out on a radio tour, and I was sitting in the hotel. I think I was in Toronto at the time, and this is when the first talk of COVID came out. It was, you know, the first case was in BC, and, you know, everybody was freaking out, and I'm like, it'll be okay, like things will be fine. And I came home, and I had one more show in Winnipeg, and 2 weeks later,
everything shut down.
The world shut down. And I went from, you know, having this completely full schedule of between flying to radio tours and shows and everything in between to just nothing. And I wasn't used to it. It was hard, I think, just because I was so used to being so busy that I was just like, what do I do with this time? I just, like, I haven't been home this much. But I think that, honestly, in the end, I think it was great for my soul. I was really able to reconnect with how I truly want to be as an artist and my music. I really had time to focus. I've been in the studio lots. And I think that as much as it hurt to stop the momentum, I think it was really good for myself and my sound to just focus on that. And that's what I did. I put my energy into my recordings in the studio, and I'm super proud of what's coming out next, because I have this whole whack of new music that is just the most Kendra Kay that I think I've ever been.
Nice. That is so great to hear. I know that for a lot of artists, it was very difficult for anybody to start writing or just to get into the studio and record, because they weren't able to do that. You know, going through pandemic, they had to do it from their homes and getting all of the production done from home. And, you know, there's been an awful lot of change along the way. But at the same time, being able to unplug and being able to really focus on your roots and the kind of music that you want to create, because it's hard when you're busy like that and on tour. And like you said, it's a machine, 20% music. And you're moving and moving and moving, and you're doing stuff to release on radio. Sometimes just unplugging and getting away from all that really allows you to see things in a different perspective that you can't when you've got the whole noise of life going on.
Definitely. I would say that thinking back now to kind of when I was recording in 2019, when things were so busy, I definitely had a commercial mindset of, you know, what's hot at radio right now? What are they playing? What are they not playing? And as much as you try to stay true to yourself, I think that sometimes it gets lost a tiny bit when you're trying to fit into the bubble that is, you know,
radio,
commercial yeah. radio. It is true. And as much as I want to be modern and I want to be relevant, I want to stay true to who I am because it's most authentic and people relate to it the best, especially my fans, because if I look through my fans and my followers and people that come to my shows, they relate to me because they love the countryside of who I am. So I really want to, you know, be able to show that to people that, you know, I'm still that small town girl that lives on the farm and ranches and rides horses and barrel races and everything in between, because that's, you know, the most authentic me that I can be.
Absolutely. And I think the more that you're singing from your heart, the more that you're believing, you know, the lyrics that you're singing and delivering that story, because it's a part of you, it's got to be a song that you connect with. And it's got to be the lyrics that are a part of your soul, that you got to feel it. It can't be just about radio, because the success just isn't going to last when that happens. Everybody tries to write for radio, but it's just, I think that, you know, the seasoned artists that you speak to that have been around for a long time, that have had that great success and are continuing on that journey after 20 and 30 years, they'll tell you anything about writing from the heart is what the fans love. That's what they believe. You can write something the best that you want for, you know, the party songs and, you know, the summer songs and all the niches that you get into with radio. But speaking from your heart and delivering those songs, those are the ones that are going to connect every time.
I definitely agree with that.
Now, you have grown your audience, achieving over 1 million global streams, and you've had music videos placed in rotation at the CMT in Australia, and you've embarked on tours across Western Canada, but you've also played the CFL, the halftime show, the Calgary Stampede. You've opened up for James Barker Band, Gord Bamford, so many of the tops, including Tim Hicks. What has been your favorite moment on stage so far?
Oh man, I'm gonna say two, because there's two that really mean a lot to me. The first one that I'll mention is my CFL halftime show in Winnipeg at the Banjo Bowl. For those of you who don't know what the CFL Banjo Bowl is, it's the big rivalry between Saskatchewan, Manitoba, between the Labor Day Classic and the Banjo Bowl. And growing up in Manitoba, now I grew up in Elkhorn, so Elkhorn is about 15 minutes from the Saskatchewan border, so the town was divided between Riders fans and Bomber fans galore. So the Banjo Bowl and the Labor Day Classic were huge at home. And to get the opportunity to play the halftime show there in front of 34,000 people was absolutely unreal. It was my first stadium show.
Wow.
And after I played my first song and the crowd roared from, you know, one end of the arena to the other, I could just feel the goosebumps on my arms. And that feeling, I think, is something I will never, ever forget. That was definitely always going to be, you know, I hope that I have 100 other stadium shows in the future to compare it to, but I don't think you'll ever forget your first.
Oh,
so
that's
that
cool.
One will always be at the top. And, you know, another one for me that probably doesn't mean a lot to a lot of other people, but when I put out my last EP, I was planning the EP release party, and we were talking about doing it in the city or trying to find somewhere to go. And I was stuck that I wanted to do my release party at home in Elkhorn. And we sold out the Elkhorn Hall, and all of my, you know, my high school friends, my teachers, my coaches from hockey, my neighbors down the street, you know, everybody that watched me grow up and, you know, watched my first time on stage at the Elkhorn Christmas concert was there to hear my album first when it first dropped. And that moment for me was so special, because I'm so lucky and I'm so proud of where I come from, and everybody's been so supportive of my musical career since I was a kid. So to be able to bring that all back home to Elkhorn to, you know, show them my EP first, that moment, that show was super special for me, and it'll always hold a pretty nice place in my heart too.
Wow, what a special, special moment. Now, you've also had the opportunity to work with none other than fellow Canadian and Grand Ole Opry member Terry Clark on your 2018 sophomore EP, More to Me. What was it like working with someone that is one of my absolute favorite female country artists of all time, and that's Terry Clark?
It was unreal. I walked into the studio that day. I obviously knew this was happening, but I tried to prepare myself to be like, okay, like Kendra, act cool. Like, don't be a loser. But I walked into the studio and I'm like, oh my God, you're Terry Clark. And then I was like fangirling, and I'm like, you were my first concert. I was 8 years old and I sat in the second row in Brandon, Manitoba. And she looked at me, she's like, man, you made me just feel old right then. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I was like, you were my first concert and I'm so excited to meet you. But it was so cool. I've always been a Terry Clark fan too. Her music, and like I said, she was my first concert. So wow. She was one of my idols as a kid. And just to get the opportunity to be in the studio with her and for her to kind of be like, you know, I'd be in the vocal booth and she would push the talk back button and sing me something and be like, hey, try it like this. And then I'd stop and be like, oh my God, Terry Clark is singing my song right now. So that was so cool for me. And I'm lucky enough that I built a relationship with her through that. And in 2019 at the Dauphins Country Fest, we both played the main stage the same day. And that was almost a year, I guess, after the EP had come out. And I had worked with her, you know, a year and a half before that. And I just sent her a message and she invited me up onto her tour bus and we sat there and caught up like we were old friends. And, you know, I look up to artists like that, you know, Terry Clark is a household name here in Canada, mm-hmm. but she takes the time to help artists like myself and she wants to see the industry stay strong. And I appreciate that. And I always say after that experience, I hope that someday I can be that for some young girl starting out that needs help or that just wants my advice or anything like that. So mm-hmm. I definitely took that away from that experience, but it was one of my coolest studio moments that I'll ever have for sure.
Well, gosh, I don't know what I'd be doing if I was sitting in front of her. I know I've interviewed her a few times and she's absolutely amazing. You know, we've got such talent, you know, when it comes to strong females coming up in the ranks here and making names for themselves. We have definitely started to see that shift in the way that females are looked at in the industry. And Michelle Wright and, you know, Terry Clark and Patricia, they are absolutely amazing. And that trend is continuing with females like you on radio.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you. I do appreciate that. I know that it's been a tough go for female artists, you know, over the years, but there definitely has been a shift, and rightfully so. Like, there has been some, you know, wicked female artists coming out of Canada that have been doing such big things, not only in Canada, but across, you know, international borders, mm-hmm. and just taking on the world. And it's so great to see, because we do have such a strong talent pool of Canadian music, and it's amazing to see it being recognized.
Yeah, the future looks pretty bright when it comes to the female artists getting up on the podium now and accepting those awards. So I'm really, really excited about where this whole music industry is going to right now.
Me too.
Now, talk about being a Canadian artist and having your videos being streamed over in Australia and your singles being played out there right now.
Yeah, that's super, super surreal too, to think that, you know, I'm sitting here in small town Canada and somebody over in Australia is listening to my music on the radio. That's pretty cool. That was a strategy that came to be kind of through the pandemic for me, because my whole strategy for gaining fans and getting my music in front of new listeners is my live show, because that I feel is my strongest part of mm-hmm. my music career is definitely my live show. And not being able to do that, we really had to kind of focus on, okay, well, how do I kind of reintroduce myself to new markets without actually being on the road? And mm-hmm. an idea that came to be was kind of trying somewhere different. And Australia country music has definitely taken a growth spurt over these last few years, and they're really loving country music down there. So we thought, well, why not hit the Australian market and see how my music responds to them. And it was so cool to, you know, see it getting added and the videos getting played and me kind of gaining fans from the other side of the world. So it's pretty cool how, you know, just taking a leap can lead to new things. And hopefully one day, you know, I can head down under and actually be in Australia to promote my music and do it, you know, that route as well.
Well, yeah, might be surprised. It might be closer than you think. We've got an incredible amount of listeners in Australia, and they absolutely love Canadian country artists. And there's a lot of them that have been scheduled, unfortunately, due to the pandemic, weren't able to perform out there, but you never know. 2022, never know, right?
Right.
So last summer, you released the very catchy single Steady, in which was co-written by multi-award winning songwriter, and she's one of my favorites too, is Madeline Merlot. So she is amazing. Victoria Banks and also Karen. And Karen produced Steady.
Yes. That song for me was so cool. It kind of pushed my boundaries a bit. It definitely has more of a commercial sound, and but I definitely wanted to show people that I could do that side of stuff as well. Like I've said before, I'm very traditional when it comes to country music, but I wanted to show people that there is another side to me, and I do appreciate all types of music. So we kind of pushed the boundaries a bit with that one, and it was super cool that we were able to have 100%, you know, female credits on that, between the lady songwriters to the lady producer to the lady singing it and everything in between. We had, you know, a full female roster that made that song come to be. So that was super cool for me as well.
Well, Steady is just such an incredible song, but you got Victoria Banks and Madeline. Man, they can write. Those girls can write. And Victoria is one of the best writers here in Canada. She is pretty amazing. So what was it like having Karen produce Steady for you?
It was great. I've really come to love Karen. She's been so much fun to work with. I've done a few songs with her, and just heading down to Nashville and working with her is so awesome. She's got such a cool vibe to her. She's just so much fun. She's so easygoing. She made recording in the studio just like, you know, hanging out with the girls, and it was so fun. I have nothing but good to say about that whole experience.
Nice. We're going to play Steady right now by my very special guest, country's rising star Kendra Kay, here on Music's Journey.
It's a crazy world. We're just along for the ride. Gotta find something true. Hold on for dear life. I felt a storm, and baby, I've been one too. I've seen enough to know the real thing, and you're the real thing. When the earth shakes, when the dam breaks, when the waves come crashing in, you're steady, steady, you're steady, steady. When the sky falls through the brick walls, and it all starts crumbling, you're steady, steady, you're steady, steady. Steady as a mountain silence, I'm a spinning compass following you. Steady as a mountain silence, you're steady, steady. When it all goes wrong, you make it feel alright. The way you got my back, it gives me back my fight. And baby, I'm a man.
Steady.
That was Steady by my very special guest, Kendra Kay. The whole idea of the song is about people in your life that you want to keep around you. They're steady, you know, going through troubled times. It's such a great song.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and we put that song out kind of strategically as the world shut down, just because, like, it was tough. I did take not being on the road kind of hard, and I think as many artists did, and a lot of people just took life in a, you know, not a very good way when we were all stuck at home. And mm-hmm. that song was just kind of for me and for other people to be able to be like, thank you for the people that are keeping me going and, you know, reminding me to keep strong and mm-hmm. keep, you know, they're the rocks in your lives. And I wanted people to have that and to remember that you have those people there, you know, lean on them when you need them and they'll be there for you. So.
Yeah, because life is going to happen, right? And
exactly.
you got to be able to learn to be able to navigate through life. And, you know, those friends are so important to be able to have in your corner as your support team. Now, you deliver that level of intimacy, that connection with the song and the lyrics. And it was truly beautiful. Really great job on that. Very good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, you've released a brand new single, Homegrown Heart, which is co-written Yay. By Tyler. So talk about working with him and working with Murray as well. And he's, you know, Murray's been with Doc Walker and, you know, just some amazing people as well. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, well, this song, honestly, this song has been a song that I've wanted to write for a very long time. This song is my story, and I've tried a few times to write, you know, this story onto a piece of paper, and I've done it, and I never thought it did the way I felt justice, so it never made it into the recording studio. But one day I was actually vacuuming my house. I was looking out my living room window at my horses that were running through the pasture, and I was just kind of, for whatever reason, I started kind of singing random stuff, and I just out of nowhere just sang the first verse of this song out, just like as if it was somebody else recorded it, and it just came out of me. And I stopped vacuuming, and I sat on the couch with my guitar, and I started playing around with this idea that just randomly came to me. And I had a write with Tyler Delpino in a couple days later, and I went into the write, and I'm like, hey, like, I have this song started, I don't know if I want to, you know, do this or not, but like, I have this story, and I want to tell my story to people that maybe don't understand what it's like to be from where I am, mm-hmm. like being in the middle of nowhere, being on the farm, what that means to me. And see, Tyler is a city boy. He's from Winnipeg. So I was a little bit worried that I wouldn't be able to kind of create the story that I wanted to through him because, you know, him not understanding what I'm saying. But actually, while I got talking and he was asking me stories and questions about where I am and what we do and how that looks, I kind of, not to be say this rudely, but I kind of dumbed it down because mm-hmm. I knew he wouldn't understand. And for me kind of speaking in simple terms, it came across just so easy. Mm-hmm. And he was jotting things down on his computer, and all of a sudden we had this song writ. And he says, you know, we need a catchy title. We need something that says country without using the word country. And we thought about it, and we stumbled on a bunch of different ideas, and we didn't get the song done that day because we just both weren't happy with, you know, mm-hmm. the hook of the song. But we came back a few weeks later, and Tyler came into the write with the idea of Homegrown Heart. And I just fell in love with that title. And mm-hmm. I said, you know, that is exactly what I've been trying to say is, you know, I am most authentically me from where I came from. And this song tells that story. I still live on that little piece of land that nobody would ever be able to find, even if you came out to it once. I know my mom got lost the second time she came out because it's literally in the middle of nowhere where I am now. And I'm so happy where I am, and I want people to understand that that's still the person that I am, even though I hit the road and I'm on tour, I'm in cities, and I kind of live this quote-unquote glamorous lifestyle, but I'm still that, you know, farm kid in jeans and a ball cap mm-hmm. at the end of the day. And that's really what this song is all about. And I took it to Murray Fulver to produce because I knew he'd understand that I needed this song to be, you know, authentically country. And he gets my sound, and he's so great to work with in the studio. And from, you know, start to finish, I'm just so proud of this song for me, because it truly does tell my story in a way that I've been trying to do for quite a few years now.
I get it 100%, right from the start of the lyrics to the very last note. And it's just such a beautiful, beautiful song. So well done.
And thank you so much.
It's so nice when it's your song. It comes from your heart. And, you know, with the co-writers being able to understand that. But, you know, as soon as I heard Homegrown Heart, perfect.
Yeah.
And it just goes with the video. We're going to talk about the video when we come back after playing the song. But really, such a special song for you, and it's doing so well. And we're going to play right now her brand new single, and it's Homegrown Heart by Canadian multi-award winning artist Kendra Kay here on Music's Journey.
There's a little piece of land outside a little nowhere town you've never seen, and there ain't too much around, but if you look around you'll find. The dirt roads have stories and family generations run deep. No, there ain't too much around here, but that's where you'll find me. It's where I go to find the answers, find the truth, place hide and seek, where I feel my spirit dancing, where I
That was Homegrown Heart by my very special guest, multi-award winning artist Kendra Kay. I love this traditional inspired song that is available on all streaming platforms. You can download your copy right now. You can add it to all of your playlists and socials. And don't forget, you can request it at your local country radio station. Take us on that journey that you have done in this song. Is so incredibly special. As I said before, you've got a beautiful tone, and I love the approach to the music. I can feel the love and that connection in the lyrics, and you have such a fantastic way of telling a story and drawing a picture in our minds that is so very special to the place that you call home. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you so much. It's just all that I could try and do is just try and show people through the lyrics and how I deliver the song about, you know, what it truly means to me to be at home on the ranch. And I'm so glad that it's coming across to people, because that's all I could ever want with a song like this.
I think this one's going to do extremely well down under. Aww. No problem. You know, when, especially when they get to see your special video. And now you've just released that as well. So talk about the production and shooting this one.
Yeah, this was, oh my goodness, this is my most favorite music video I've ever done. And I'm not going to lie, this was probably the most stressful leading up to it, because for anybody that lives on the farm understands, bringing out two city boys to the farm with livestock, I was actually freaking out. I'm like, how are we going to do this? Like, how is this going to work? I was like, ah, oh, this isn't going to work. They're not going to get it. They're not going to know what to shoot. They're going to get in. They're going to get kicked by my horse, or something's going to go wrong. And so I was a little bit worried, but I've worked with Brett in the past and I knew he was super cool and super chilled and easy to work with. So I'm like, okay, like if I tell him to stop doing something, he'll listen. So, you know, we'll just give this a shot. I mean, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So, but it did, it worked, and it was the perfect day. Honestly, I packed my horse in my trailer and I headed back home to my mom and dad's farm where I grew up, and I shot the music video. It was the most beautiful fall day we could have asked for. And I'm so lucky that the video turned out the way that it did. Like I said, I hauled my horse home to Elkhorn and she worked as if we casted her out of like a movie. She was a total gem.
Jan, right?
Yes, Jan is my horse. She's getting a name for herself just from my social media. She is a gem. She's actually my barrel horse, and there's not many barrel horses that you could do that on without them kind of freaking out. But she was a complete gem that day, and I'm so grateful. We got so much footage that day. There's shots and stuff that didn't even make the cut because we shot for hours and hours, and I'm just so great that it turned out the way that it did. We did everything. The morning work was in the barn. We spent the afternoon outside with the herd of horses and my parents. And then I got to ride all evening, and it was the perfect day. And I'm so glad the video turned out the way that it did.
That'd be my perfect day. You're killing me over here.
Yeah.
I would love to be with the horses. It's just, that's my calm place. And it doesn't matter if I'm in the middle of the herd or not. I love spending hours just out in the field with the horses.
Yeah, it is a great place to be, honestly.
I'm telling you, you're killing me. Okay, so you also joined, we don't want to forget too, because you won the champion buckle for the barrel racing this year. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, that was great. I know it's been really nice to get back to my roots of, you know, being on the road with my horse instead of being on the road with my band. I grew up, my family.
Which is better?
I'd say
they don't talk back.
Stuff,
horses don't talk back. They might kick, but they don't talk.
Yeah, I'd say, but I think the band stuff pays just a little bit better than, yeah, you know, hauling my horse down the road everywhere. But I definitely enjoyed that time. My family grew up chuck wagon racing, so I was on the road at the rodeos all the time in the summertime before I started music. And even now, my family still does that, and I get to enjoy that quite often. So, but it was nice to just kind of go back to my roots and take my horse and my trailer and barrel race and enjoy that other part of my life. And, you know, my goal this summer was to win a buckle with Jan, and we did that, and it was very special for me. And I'm, you know, it's something I'm definitely going to hold close to my heart for a very long time, because I don't think that, you know, as the world reopens, that I'll have the opportunity to do as much traveling for barrel racing as I did this past couple of years. So I'm super grateful.
Yeah. See, everything has its purpose, right? And, you know, with life changing the way it was, it just gave you that downtime, gave you the opportunity to refocus on the music that you want to release, the music that means the most to you, and being able to spend some time with Jan. Pretty special. It's pretty special.
Very special.
Now, you've been working on recording some new music, which you were talking about, cutting some tracks with some pretty impressive writers. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, I've had such a busy couple past, you know, year and a half since things shut down, I've been in the studio so much, and I've really focused my energy onto my new music. I am so excited for this next project to come out. It's so authentically me that I cannot wait to share it with the world, because it's just between, you know, the songs I've been pitched to the songs that I've written myself and everything in between. I just feel that this body of work that I've created is something that I am so proud of, and I'm just dying to get it into the hands of listeners, because it's just, it's something that I think it's, you know, we all have that project that I think takes us to the next level. And if I'm speaking honestly about myself, I think it does that for my music. I think it really does, you know, put me one step above where I was when I released my last EP, and I can't wait to get it out into the world.
Well, you're talking about Carly Pearce, Maren Morris, and Megan Patrick. We're talking about powerhouse women in this industry. What has it meant to you working with them?
It's amazing. I'm so lucky that I've had, you know, artists at that stature give me music and, you know, give me the opportunity to record music that they've written on, that they've, you know, demoed on, that they've, you know, put time and energy into. And, you know, these women all have such amazing careers for themselves and such amazing stories that they have to tell, that I'm just grateful that they've taken the time and, you know, allowed me to kind of use that and put it into my own terms and mm-hmm. and create my own sound from kind of their stories and their journeys. And I'm, like I said, I'm grateful, because I know how hard it is and how hard they've worked, and for them to know, help me and give me songs like this and help me share my story through their music is just amazing. I just, like I said, can't wait to get into the world.
Oh, cannot wait. Now, you are performing at Manitoba Association Awards, so you're doing that on November 6th. How does that feel for you to be able to get back on that stage with your fellow artists that you know so well out in the West Coast and being able to be up for two more ballots?
Yeah, well, thank you. It's always wonderful. I'm so grateful of where I come from. Manitoba kind of gets overlooked sometimes in the grand scheme of Canada for country music, but there is a very strong pool. A lot of strong musicians and artists come out of Manitoba, and to be a part of that industry there is great. And I can't wait to, you know, watch the awards and be a part of it again, because it's always so wonderful to kind of just celebrate where we all come from in Manitoba. And I'm so excited for it. It's always one of my favorite times of year, and I can't wait for it again.
Well, you never know. There just might be two more added to your podium there. So I'm telling you, that's pretty cool. So everybody can look for that on November 6th. It's going to be a virtual award ceremony, right? I wasn't sure if it was or not. Okay. So tell everybody where they can get all your latest music, your videos, and news.
Well, everything is on all of my socials, which is clearly linked on my website, which is kendrakmusic.com. I'm most active on Instagram, kendrakmusic, and Facebook, which is also kendrakmusic. I keep pretty up to date with what's going on. My links for my YouTube, my Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, all that's there as well. I share quite a bit of personal stuff, my life on the farm, because that's where I spend the majority of my time. So you can kind of get a look into my animals and who I'm riding which day and all that fun stuff. So I keep pretty up to date, and I do share quite a bit of my personal life on there. So you can always follow along to see what I'm busy doing.
Well, that's very cool. So I'm sure the fans are going to be able to check that out. And don't forget, you can check out her brand new video as well. So it's going to be pretty cool. And that's for Homegrown Heart. So I'm sure you're going to love it. Now, do you have time for a few burning questions?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. If you could do a collaboration with anyone past or present, who would it be and why?
George Strait, because he's George Strait. I mean, that's
no other explanation needed.
Exactly. Nope.
Okay, so we all need to focus on positive things in our life. Name one positive characteristic that you love about yourself.
I'm outgoing.
Nice. Okay. Your favorite artist on the radio today in Canada and your favorite artist in America on the radio today?
My favorite artist on Canadian radio right now, I'm going to have to say Megan Patrick.
Hmm.
And my favorite artist on American radio would be Cody Johnson.
Nice. Very nice. Cody's so cool too, man.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could have any vinyl record today in a collection, past or present, what one would it be and who would it be for why?
It's a good question. I would say, I think it's because it was my favorite album as a kid, mostly just because that's what my parents played all the time, but it was Garth Brooks's In Pieces, I believe the title of that album was called. He was in a checkered shirt and
great album.
Checkered shirt. Yes. That album was, growing up, was, I listened to that probably 1,000 times. So I'd say that one.
Nice. Okay. Favorite comfort food you got to have when you come off the road?
Oh, ice cream.
What kind of ice cream?
Any kind of ice cream. I mean, literally any kind of ice cream.
Okay. All right. So what is your most useless talent?
Oh, my most useless talent.
We got to have fun with this one.
I have absolutely no clue. My most useless talent is, well, I used to be really good at the flute in band in school, and I've never once needed to pull out the flute again, so I guess we'll go with that.
Okay, very cool. Favorite song of all time?
Daddy's Hands.
Oh, nice. Really nice. Okay. Favorite board game or favorite game to play on the holidays with family and friends?
The Game of Life.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us. I look forward to having you back when you got your new music coming out.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the chat. It was wonderful. A wonderful day.
Oh, you know what? You take care and get on that horse for me so I can see those photos of Jan. And
I absolutely will.
Beautiful herd of horses you got back there. One of these days, I might come out there and photograph you. You never know.
Oh, please do. I'm any opportunity to, you know, excuse to get on my horse, I'll take it.
Great. Well, thank you so much for spending a bit of time with us, and congratulations on those ballots, and we're rooting for you.
Thank you so much. Okay. I appreciate it.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with multi-award-winning country artist Kendra Kay. You can listen to all my interviews on musicsjourney.com, and you can get all of the articles of the latest news, music, and videos with all the artists that I interview on nowandthenmagazine.com. You can also get all of the podcast interviews for my show on all your major streaming platforms. Well, that's it for me. Your host, Kim's here. Thank you so much for tuning into the Music's Journey show. It has been such a pleasure to have you here, and I hope that you will join me again for the next show. Have yourselves a wonderful day.
There's a little piece of land outside of